the will of God, it can be dangerous. You start praying, you never know, somebody might actually be listening. Doing God's will. What does it mean to do God's will? Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's having one of those moments. Have you ever had a moment like that? I know I have. And you're saying, okay, God, I'm going to do your will. God, whatever you want me to do. I have to tell you, that's a lot easier said than done, doing God's will. It really is. Because it's fine until you actually have to do it. It's easy to pray it, but then what does it mean to do God's will? It means to do what he wants you to do. There's sometimes I'm like, well, God, I just want to take a break. I mean, here's Jesus in the garden. And he says, Lord, I don't want to do this. He realizes Satan's throwing everything at him, including the kitchen sink. He's realizing, I'm about to go to a cross. I'm about to be whipped. I'm about to be crucified. And the devil's hitting him with this. Guess what? Nobody cares that you're going to die. People are going to reject you. Who really wants you anyway? Think about it. You're going to die, and you already know there are going to be people sitting in church. They could care less. Wow. And at that moment, he thinks, boy, that battle of wills, mine or thine. He says, Lord, if there's any way to take this cup from me, I don't want to do it. Then he stops. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He does this three different times. You'd think Jesus has this thing down, right? Jesus, he's going to go, oh, I'm not going to do this. I can't do your will, God. Okay, God, I'm going to do your will, and it's all settled. He goes back to his friends, and you know what he's doing? He's probably going back to say, I need to talk to you guys. I'm really having a hard time with this God will thing. You're sleeping. He goes back and he prays again. God, take this cup from me. No, I can't. Nevertheless, your will be done. He goes back to his friends. He does this three times. You ever think about that? Jesus had to do this three times. He's really having a hard time. In fact, the Bible said, he says to his disciples these words. It's so difficult. He said, my soul is overwhelmed. You ever been overwhelmed? My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. You know what that is? That's a suicide statement. That's what that is. He's so overwhelmed to the point, I just want to die. I don't want to live anymore. I don't want to go be crucified. I just don't want to do this anymore. And he says, nevertheless, thy will be done. You ever want to just take a break? My wife and I took a break this week, and I told her, I said, as soon as we leave, whether we take our phones or not, it was so great, I didn't answer my phone all week. One, it was $2.50 a minute out of the country. But I said, I'm on vacation. And I thought to myself, when we get to the airport, let's not talk to anyone, because I know what happens. God always sets someone who has a question about him right next to me on the airplane. And then we end up best friends with him and doing vacations 2 years later. It's true. That happens. I'm not kidding you. And I thought, God, your will be done, but not this week. Not in my life. I'm just telling you, we got down to the airport. We left here at 6 in the morning, and they said an inch of snow. And so we left a week and a half ago. And we get down to the airport. We left at 6 in the morning. Our flight's at 8:55. And I said, all right, this is going to be great. We'll make it. We get down there, and sure enough, plenty of time. You think you're going to get there in time. We hit traffic in Detroit. Still going to make it? No, there's an accident. Two lanes are shut down. We get there 35 minutes before our flight. We get up there, and they say, you can't go on that plane. You need to be 45 minutes early. I said, I've never heard that. I've got my tickets. We're ready. Let's go. Oh, no, sir. You should have planned better. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I'm not having a good day. And the lady says, this is going to cost you $100, $50 each. You got to reschedule and get another flight and find a connecting flight to Atlanta and get down to Orlando, where we were going to go for just a couple days to relax before we went on our cruise. I'm standing there and I'm thinking, okay, you know what? Lord, I'm not in any hurry. Your will be done. You know, it's amazing when you don't want to do God's will, but you live a lifestyle every day praying that prayer, you can't get away from it. You see, Jesus didn't pray that prayer in the moment. He prayed that prayer in a lifetime. Every day, thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done. So he just was who he was. Let me say this. You are who you are, and if every day you live in a place where you say, God, your will be done, You can't take a vacation from God's will. How do you do God's will? Well, you just start walking in it. You just every day surrender to it. So we're down there and I'm thinking, okay, God, your will be done. You know what? This is my vacation. I know you want to bless me. That is your will. I know his will for my life. I've been around it for 28 years. I read about it every day. I pray it all the time. I know God's will. I'm on vacation. I don't want to witness to anybody, but I certainly want to catch a flight. And she says, that'll be $100. And I said, I thought, okay, I'm just going to step up here and do that little charm. I said, ma'am, you seem like a nice lady. And she did this to me. She went, stop. I looked over at my wife, because she was on another line. She's trying to get this thing booked. And I looked over at my wife and went, oops, I guess that's not going to work. And I was trying to say, you know what? I'm sure there's got to be another flight. There was a 7 p.m. flight she was going to put us on, and I was going to say, why don't you put us on standby on another plane? And she did this. Stop talking. And I went, oh, okay, thy will be done, thy will be done. And she looked at us, and she said, this is what we're going to do. She goes, hold on, I got something for you. She said, I've got a 155 flight for you. We'll get you out. And I thought, well, that's not too bad, but $100. I haven't even started my vacation. God, this isn't going so well. She didn't charge us a penny. So there's $100, and she gets us on this 155 flight. So we go. As we go to get on this flight, we're sitting there, and it's just packed. And apparently a lot of people didn't get up on time to catch the flight because they were booked, overbooked by 30 people. And they said, if there's anybody that would like to be on standby and catch another flight. And I looked at my wife, I said, you know what? Hey, we're in an airport. We've already been here for several hours. Why don't we go up there? I went up there and said, hi, I'd like to let you know I'm a pastor and I'm da-da-da. Oh, yeah, what are you doing? Oh, I'm on vacation. Oh, that's really great. Would you put my name on that list? She said, you bet. We're going to give you and your wife both $400 vouchers. And we're going to get you on the 7 o'clock flight. I said, thy will be done. Not only did it not cost me $100 to get on that 7 o'clock flight, but they gave me $800 to get on that 7 o'clock flight. And they said, oh, and here's a couple of vouchers. Why don't you have lunch on us in the airport? And I'm thinking, God, you are so good. When we sit back and we don't let anxiety happen in our lives because his will is happening around us all the time. God is always doing something. We just need to walk into it. Instead of being angry and anxious, we need to say, God, your will be done. You see, I'm walking in his will, and I understand, even though I'm on vacation, as we walked away from there, I'm thinking, this is great. We just got $800 towards my wife going to Africa for this summer's mission trip. Behalf of Delta Airlines. Praise God. Amen. So I'm walking in this thinking, I'm on vacation. Don't tell anybody I'm a minister. That's the one thing, because everybody wants to ask you questions. All of a sudden, it's a theology conversation. I don't care where you're at. As we're going along, it's amazing, though, just like Jesus, I don't want to do this. Nevertheless, Lord, don't take the cup from me. Fill the cup in me. Your will be done. And so we go to get lunch. We go to the Mediterranean Grill. We're on our way to this grill. We're walking through the corridors, and we've got some hours to kill. We've got lunch courtesy of the airlines, and it's softly snowing outside, and we found this very nice Mediterranean Grill where we had lunch courtesy of the airlines. As we're on our way there, a lady walks by with her husband. She's got a hoodie sweater on that says, Army Mother. And I'm thinking, oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Sure enough, my wife sees the sweater. She goes, oh, hey, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And what's his will for us? His will is for us to bless one another. In fact, I believe that Jesus said it very clearly. Love God with all your heart. That's my will. And love your neighbor as yourself. You do these things, you've done everything. And so she's loving up on this lady and talking to her, and they're having this conversation. I thought, nice. We go on, we go down, we sit down in this restaurant, and we're having lunch. We're having this wonderful lunch. We're enjoying ourselves. I noticed across the restaurant, as we're watching the snow fall on the tarmac and the beautiful picture window there, just enjoying ourselves, just kind of smiling at how good God is. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, God's will is happening. I just want my will to be lined up with his will. And so as we're doing this, I noticed the couple, they were sitting in the restaurant, in the far end of the restaurant. They couldn't see us. And I saw their son, this hoss of a guy with a crew cut on his way to Afghanistan. Mom and Dad were saying goodbye. We can relate. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go again, Lord. Thy will be done. You see, God wants us to walk in His will everywhere we go. But sometimes we say, no, mine, not thine. And if we say, thine, not mine, watch the blessings just begin to roll. I'm thinking, we just got lunch free on the airline. I tell you what, and we called the other waitress over and said, come here. And it was their waitress. I said, listen, that couple over there, I don't want them to know we're here. I don't want them to know what's going on. I said, but we would love to buy them lunch. So bring their bill over to us. Don't tell them. We're going to leave. And then when we're done, just give them this receipt and it's paid for, okay? And I wrote on there, thank you from one Army family to another. Paid in full. And this isn't to receive my reward on earth. I'm not saying this for me. I'm just saying God's always doing something around us. We just want to step into it. And so we left and they got their bill that said had this nice little note about, you know, thank you. Thank you for what your son's doing. We're going to be praying. And so we went down to we went down to catch our flight. We started boarding about 6:30 as we're making our way in. I'm just about to get my ticket out and give it to him to swipe. I turn around. My wife's not there. I turn around. This couple was going by with their son to go catch their flight. They saw my wife, must have put two and two together, grabbed her. The lady's crying, got her arms around my wife. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. They're both in this embrace, weeping. And my wife is saying, you know what? We are going to pray for your son's safety. Thank you for his service. We're there. And even if we didn't have a son, we're there. We understand what you're going through. And this lady is just crying and saying, thank you. There was a blessing. Your will be done. We're in an airport. And we're just getting blessed. We're getting all the stuff. And as this is going on, I kid you not, as this is going on, my phone rings. And I'm not going to answer my phone. I'm trying to get on the airplane. I'm standing there going, okay, this is a nice moment. Get on the airplane. We're going to vacation. God, I'm off duty. I punched the clock. Not working. My phone goes off. There's a text message. And trust me, I didn't take any of your phone calls. I didn't take any of your texts while I was gone. Trust me. But this one I took because I don't know who this is. And as I looked at this, it really caught my attention because of what it said. And here's, I had it open. I think I just lost it. Oh no. I love technology. Have you got a minute? Lord, if you'll just help me here. It disappeared. Do I remember? Is there a Verizon customer service guy here? It just dropped my Wednesday texting. Oh, wait. You know what? Hold on, Jeff. See, he's a solution manager. There it is right there.
There you go.
God bless you. See? Verizon, everywhere you want to be. Is that terrible? I'd like to have that new iPhone just perked. Now that I've gotten you some business. This is what was on my phone. As I'm trying to go in through the airport on vacation, as my wife is crying with a lady we've never met, that's being blessed after getting $800, thinking, God, we're going to help out this Africa trip a whole lot easier, and you're going to pay for it and make Delta do it. And it said, Gideon Madenyo. I don't know who Gideon Madenyo is. So I was curious because he emailed it to the office, which then comes right to my phone. And here's what he said. Thanks for blessing us. Company name, Grace Point Ministries. I'm thinking, never heard of Grace Point Ministries. But he found us at Grace Ministry, and here's what he said. It is my prayer that the Almighty God will bless you for the work of the kingdom that you are doing in the body of Christ. Really? Did he know what was going on in the airport? Was God just sending me a message? Thy will be done. Here's what he said. Knowing very well that in these very last days the devil is out to fight against the believers, we need to stand firm in the doctrine and pray for one another. The gospel ministers are facing so many challenges worldwide, but as we pray, we will overcome. I have been looking for teaching materials from the internet, and God directed me to your website where I went through it. You may not know, but I was blessed, and I felt ministered to in my spirit. I pray that it will continue ministering to many people around the world and bring great healing in the body of Christ. Our website. Then he said this. You may not know it, but after going through your website, I feel God leading me to commit my time to praying for you together with my family and the intercessors in our church, that you may also be a blessing to many people across the world. I believe that it was by the revelation of the Lord that you had set up that website to minister to many souls around the world. That was just a website. I would also love to receive any kind of teaching materials from you and to help my leaders here. I will commit you into my prayers that you will always be protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, and God will always go ahead of you to bring down all mountains. I don't know this guy. Sorry. That God will always go ahead of you to bring down all mountains that may want to exalt themselves before you and hinder you from seeing the blessing of the Lord and break through in your ministry. My wife, Evelyn, is a gifted intercessor and worship leader. She is so much committed to raising the intercessors and other worship leaders. Also, keep praying for us that if it is God's will, He may lead you here to our church in Kenya. I'm getting on the airplane going, Susan, quit hugging that lady. We just got a message from Kenya. Out of the blue. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, God is always doing things around us. God is always doing the miraculous. And if we walk in the lifestyle of the prayer of Christ, thy will be done, guess what? It's just going to be natural. You can't take a vacation from God. So we get on the airplane. I'd like to say that was isn't that great? We could go home right now and be blessed. And knowing that God sends us messages and finds us in the most unique places to let you know, you're walking in my will. Keep walking in my will. Keep going. Your team, head on. He's got more stuff. We'll be talking, those of you going to Africa. He wants to put together a nationwide thing for revival in this country, and he's inviting me to come over, and I'm going, he's been listening to us online along with the people of his church and his country and feeling blessed. Well, we're going to bless him. He has blessed me. A message in an airport. I'm on vacation, God. I get on the plane. We sit down. As we sit down at 7 o'clock, I lean back to take a little nap, thinking in an hour and a half we'll be in Atlanta. We'll catch our layover and then catch our next flight. I fall asleep. I wake up at 8 o'clock to a feeling of sudden stop. I think we've landed. I look over and said, have we landed? I looked out and I thought, boy, that looks like snow. I thought we were in Atlanta. I said, what's going on? She said, Susan informed me that the 797, this is an international flight that goes back and forth from Amsterdam, that we got on to catch down to Atlanta. It's a big plane. The guy overshot our runway. And we're waiting for a giant vehicle to tow us so we can get onto our, but we're now sitting, and the guy comes on later on. He comes on and says, ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry for the delay. We're getting close to our three-hour time limit of sitting in the airplane here on the tarmac. We're probably going to have to go back and get more fuel because we won't have enough fuel to get to Atlanta, and we'll have to de-ice the plane again, which means when we do that by law, we have to sit there and allow you to debark and re-embark for 40 more minutes on top of that. I'm thinking, we're not going to catch our 10:55 connection in Atlanta to get us to Orlando to get a hotel so that we can go to Disney World and enjoy our small world after all. So we're sitting in the airplane, and you can hear people going, oh, oh, and I'm like, okay, Lord, you're in control. I'm not in any hurry. We've had these things happening, and God's in control. Your will be done. Just look for His will. It's happening. Just submit your will to His, and instead of complaining, rejoice. So, finally, he goes, we've contacted Atlanta to see if they can get a tow for us. And Atlanta's trying to get a hold of Detroit to let them know that we're stuck out here. And I'm thinking, really? You have to call Atlanta to tell them we're stuck in Detroit, so they'll call Detroit and tell there's an airplane on your runway. Get it off. It's been there for 3 hours. There's a problem. But that's what they do, I guess. So they got a hold of him. We got a tow. We had to re-de ice. We had to redo this. People are complaining. The guy comes on the phone. He says, ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry for the inconvenience. As an inconvenience, we'd like to reimburse you. We're going to give everybody on the plane $100. Thy will be done. There's another $200. I'm going, this thing's going to be paid for before we get off the ground. I've been 14 hours in Detroit. We have not left the ground. But I've got $1,000 and vouchers for meals. And so we're sitting there. We have to wait 40 minutes. Most of the people aren't getting off this gigantic airplane. So we're in the back, two rows from the very back, by the bathrooms in the back of the back of the back of the coach, right by the kitchen. So we get up, we're back there visiting. We got 40 minutes to kill. And we're meeting all the stewardesses. And what nice people they were. And started talking to them. Well, what do you do? Oh, I don't want to go there. I serve people. Hey, have you got any peanuts and crackers and cookies? Yeah, my wife and I would love to go up and down the aisles. Why don't you give it to us? So we got the buckets, and we got the food, and we started walking down the aisles, and we started serving people. And people are looking going, do you work for Delta? Nope, but they pay me to do this. We're walking down the aisles. We're handing out crackers and all kinds of stuff. And one guy looks at me and goes, you are the ugliest stewardess I have ever seen in my life. I'm not kidding you. And I looked at him, I said, well, have a nice day. We're walking up, we're having a great time. People are laughing, we're having a good time. They go, do you really? And everybody wanted to know, do you work here? No, we don't work here. And I'm running out of, I got to this family, I had no more cookies. And I looked over at Susan, and she's on the other side of the center thing. And on that side, I said, hey, I need cookies. She's like, cookies coming, you know, shoot. And people are just going, what is going on? I'm thinking, we paid for this flight, we're going to enjoy it. We get down to the end of it, and Betty, a stewardess who had just gotten back from Amsterdam, she's tired, she wants to get back to her family. She's in the back, we start talking. She goes, I can't, why are you guys doing this? I said, well, we have two choices. We have the choice of being upset and bitter and complaining, or we're going to make the most of this opportunity. And I've learned on many a road trips and many a times to make the most of every opportunity. Because you know what? Thy will be done. See, I'm not in charge of my life. I'm not in charge of that airplane. I'm not in charge of the traffic. I can't control any of that. I can't control the stock market. I can't even control the health in my own body. But here it is. God's will be done in my life. You see, we sung, be glorified. I really want him to do that. I believe God wants to glorify himself in your life. If you'll simply pray the prayer, God, your will be done in my life. He'll begin to do things in your life that you can't even imagine if we'll just get our eyes open to his will. As we're doing this, the lady says, really? I said, look, ma'am. I said, Betty, I'm a minister. And we've been in this airport for 14 hours. So far, we've gotten a meal paid for. We've gotten $1,000. We've had a great time. My wife and daughter are going to Africa this summer to help 30 children so that they can have good water. They're going to love up on kids who've had a death sentence, most of them with AIDS, that have nobody there to love them. They're just going to spend a little bit of time holding the hand of Jesus and saying, I love you. And you guys are paying for it. Tears started coming down her face, and she said, that is such a God thing. She goes, you are such a blessing, thank you. And so, on a 797, in the back of the kitchen area, I'm on duty. Because thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's always happening. And she came by a little later on, she goes, your family is such a nice family. She'd stop every time. She goes, finally she looked at me and she says, what's your name? I said, Pastor Olstein. She goes, Pastor Olstein? Joel Olstein? Yeah, no, I didn't. I just smiled. I said, something like that. She said, you've been a blessing. Thank you. You see, it doesn't matter where you are. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, God has a plan for your life. If you just simply willing to say, God, instead of giving the cup away, turn the cup right side up and say, God, go ahead and fill my cup. Bitter or sweet, your will be done. And I tell you, thank God that Jesus went to that cross because he submitted his will to the Heavenly Father. I'm a free man today. See, I used to have shackles on my arms. I used to have shackles on my wrist. I used to do all the things that I thought were fun. I would wake up in the morning thinking, I'm as empty today as I was yesterday. And I found freedom in Christ. And I found that I could be stuck on a tarmac for 3 hours. We landed in Atlanta at 11 o'clock. We missed our connecting flight. I said, well, so much for Orlando tonight. And the lady said to us, and I could have been bitter, she said, sir, we're going to give you, here's some vouchers for dinner tonight. Here's some vouchers for breakfast tomorrow. And we're going to put you up in a 4-star hotel. Here's a voucher for the hotel. And oh, by the way, here's some toiletries because we know you don't have your stuff. You guys have a nice evening on us. I said, that just saved me a whole lot of money at a place in Orlando. And this stuff just kept happening over and over and over. We were sitting at our dinner table at the captain's dinner. And we met couples from all over the country. Wonderful people. Exchanging emails to maybe even have some visits with, and inevitably, what do you do for a living? I'm a pastor. I'm at the jacuzzi, and a guy from Nebraska who's there with his girlfriend having a weekend and starts talking about other girls and how hot they are. I said, you know, that's not too honorable. What do you do for a living? Well, I'm a pastor. You know, and I'd just like to tell you something, you know. I just don't like guys talking that way about my daughter. I can't believe you talk that about other women when you're here with this gal. You dishonor her. And I'm on duty. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, if a guy wants to date my daughter, I think he ought to come to my door, shake my hand, introduce himself, be willing to kill dragons, storm castles, and think that she's worth that. I said, when you talk about other women, and I know you're here with your girlfriend, I said, you kind of dishonor her. And he didn't know what to do with that. And I thought, thy will be done. On earth, is it? It's just everywhere you go. It's just a natural part of where you go. I wasn't trying to preach. In fact, I didn't want to preach. I didn't want to talk about the Lord. I just wanted to enjoy him and his creation on a beach where it was 80 degrees and sandy and wonderful. But you know, God has a plan. And in our lives, when we're like Christ, when we say, Lord, your will be done, in my life, I surrender my will. How do I surrender my will? Well, in Galatians 2:20, it tells us how to surrender our will. See, God's will is going to be done with or without you. Did you know that? God's will be done. Let's hold off on this just for a second, Bev. Let me go back to this. God, his will is going to be done with or without you. That's his general will. His specific will may not be done without you. Generally, people say, well, where's God? Well, can I tell you something? His will. What is his will? His will is very simple. What are the things that he will do? Well, he said he would bring Jesus Christ to save mankind. He did that, with or without you. He redeemed the planet, with or without you. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, with or without you. He will come again, with or without you. The eastern sky is going to part, and there's going to be a white horse. And upon it will be a man, a Savior, the Lord. And on him there will be a sash that will hang down off his robe, and it will say, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There will, with or without you, be a trumpet sound. And all those in Christ shall rise, with or without you. There will be a new heaven, and there will be a new earth, with or without you. It will all happen. God's will happen. Tomorrow, the sun will rise in the east and it will set in the west, with or without you. Because in Job, the Bible says, God has set all the starry hosts in their place and he's laid the foundation of the earth upon the pillars. With or without you, God's will be done. That is his general will. Now, specifically, on Lowton Drive, will God be honored in my house? Now, that's up to me. At this church, in this community, will there be a blessing? On an airplane with a lady named Betty who is tired, will we put a tear in her eye for joy? A woman whose son's going to Afghanistan, will she be blessed? A family who's so hungry, they're not sure where they're going to get their groceries, and they drive out to a mall at Christmas time. With or without you will happen now. Now it's thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now I bring that to my home. You see, people will be in heaven because of you. And some may not be there just simply because you chose not to do God's will. Is that a lot of pressure? Well, sure it is. But it's up to you, with or without. I want God's will in my life. And I want to practice that prayer. Now, I wonder why Jesus said, pray this. You want a prayer? I've got one for you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it. God, I want to pray that today. I want your will to be done in my life today. What do you have for me? I surrender my life, my will, and I want yours done. How does that happen? This is the scripture. Paul writes this to the church of Galatia in Galatians chapter 2 in verse 20. He says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So here it is. I surrender my life. I no longer live. Christ lives in me. You see, God's will now lives in my life. It's now thine, not mine. And the battle is now over because I've surrendered my life. And can I tell you, when you start living that way on a daily basis, God will start putting you in places where you'll start seeing the will of God happening all around you. I learned this early on, and it's been a blessing. And by the way, the more you do it, the more you want to do it. And it's nice to have happy people on an airplane instead of grumpy people. And it was fun throwing food at people and getting slapped on my booty. I didn't say that in first service. I thought, I can't say that. But, you know, it was an experience. I went back and I said, Betty, I now understand your job. Really? And I think some of the guys did that just because it was me and we were having fun and they realized I don't work for the airline and I wasn't going to throw them off the plane. You know what? If you can't laugh a little, love a lot, and pray deeply, you've missed out on what Christ is saying today. Christ wants you to know very deeply that if you'll walk in his will, he'll do incredible things in your life. And I learned that early on. And I'll close with this. I shared it with the youth 2 weeks ago about Brian Pate. He's one of those guys that live on the other side of the mountain as a Christian, the far side, as Moses said. And I want to live my life on the far side. Brian learned to do this, and he would pray, God, your will done. And I thought I was a good Christian until I met Brian. I was out of college. I was a professionally trained pastor, ordained minister, and I met Brian, a layman who worked at a hospital as a young man working on respirator systems, inventing different ways to help people breathe. And Brian witnessed everywhere he went. He lived God everywhere he went. He challenged my faith all the time. He took me into places that absolutely stretched me in my faith. And one day, Brian's in a city, and thy will be done. He's in Mississippi, and he knocks on a door because God told him, go door to door. Okay, thy will be done, because you're never off duty when you're with God. And when you're willing to hear God, he'll speak over and over to you. He'll look for vessels that go, boy, I can count on Becky. Becky always listens. But I'm not sure about Mitch because he turns me down a lot. I move in his heart and he's like, was that God? No. So you know what? I'm kind of done talking to him. But Becky, every time I move in her heart, she's there. Now, that's what God's looking for. And Brian was like that. Brian's doing that. And so Brian's like, okay, what? And he's in Jackson, Mississippi. He's just there doing whatever. He's not there doing God things. He's there doing other things. And God says, go knock on a door. Okay. So he goes up to the door. He knocks on the door and he says, hi, I'm Brian. This lady comes to the door. She answers the door. And Brian, these are his words. Hi, I'm Brian. I'm here to talk to you about Jesus. I mean, as random as you can imagine, this lady, hearing those words, screams, slams the door, and turns around and runs. And Brian's standing there going, thy will be done. You told me to knock on this door. I did. The lady was crying. She ran back in because she was on the phone. Or she had to go on the phone or get on the phone. She went into the house. She called her mom. She says, Mom, you're not going to believe this. There's a guy at my door telling me that he came because Jesus wanted me to know he loves me. Honey, there's a guy at your door. Go to the door. Because what you don't know is the night before, this woman, who Brian had never even heard of, was on the phone to her mother. Her husband had left and taken the kids. And she called her mother that night and said, I wanted to say goodbye. I'm committing suicide. I can't live overwhelmed. Goodbye. And her mom said, honey, not yet. Don't give up. God told me he's sending someone to you tomorrow. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. She went and she answered the door. She says, come in. They sat down. Brian led her to the Lord. And I heard years later, still very active in her faith, very active in a church, doing great. Brian knocked on a door simply because thy will be done. A life was changed. You see, God's always doing something. God's always, always at work. And I just want to come alongside of that and be a part of it. And if God's at work, and I'm saying, God, your will be done. If God's at work, and I'm saying, your will be done. God's at work, your will be done. It kind of looks like this. It's the intersection where heaven and earth meet. It's the cross. It sounds good to me. And Jesus prayed, not my will, but your will be done. And what was God's will? Heaven and earth came together on that day. And I'm a free man today. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Would you stand and pray with me?